AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is meeting with Jewish community leaders at the White House about the deadly Hamas attacks in Israel.
And I would argue it's the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust.
At least 22 Americans have died in the fighting there. At least 17 are unaccounted for. The president didn't want to talk much about that.
Folks, there's a lot we're doing. A lot we're doing. I have not given up hope. I'm bringing these folks home. But the idea that I'm going to stand here before you and tell you what I'm doing is bizarre.
In a televised address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu detailed atrocities that took place during the attack, including boys and girls bound and shot in the head, people burned alive, women raped, and soldiers who were beheaded. Republicans in the House nominated a new speaker, but whether he will quickly take on the job is uncertain. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In private balloting, the deeply divided House GOP chose Majority Leader Steve Scalise in a narrow vote over Jim Jordan.
We have a lot of work to do.
When that would start is uncertain. The House remains at a standstill.
The House will come to order.
2.5 minutes later.
The chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
A whole House floor vote on Scalise is expected, but it's unclear whether backers of Jordan, whom Donald Trump endorsed, will support Scalise. The White House's message? Just get on with it.
We want to see the chaos be done with so that we can deliver for the American people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's been 35 drawings without a winner. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $1.73 billion. Bobby Salvato is in line for tickets in Billerica, Massachusetts.
So it's exciting. So naturally, I bought 40 of them. I usually buy probably 10 or 20. I bought 40 today.
The Dow finished up 65 points. This is AP News. Kansas has escaped a postseason basketball ban.
An independent panel has downgraded 5 Level 1 violations lodged by the NCAA against Kansas and basketball coach Bill Self. The case against the Jayhawks hinged on whether representatives of the apparel company Adidas were considered boosters when two of them arranged payments to prospective recruits. The school never disputed that the payments were made, only that it had any knowledge of the inducements. Self served a school-imposed 4-game suspension last season. He faces no additional penalties. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Jada Pickett Smith has revealed she and husband Will Smith have lived completely separate lives since 2016. Though it's not a legal divorce, Pinkett Smith told NBC's Hoda Kotb, it is essentially a divorce without papers. The prominent Hollywood couple married in 1997 and have addressed separations and marital troubles, but never this specifically. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.